The Flambeau Copper and Gold Mine was opened for 4 years during the 1990s, and mining stopped in 1997. The company says the process of reclaiming the land is complete, but some longtime foes of the mine say it continues to pollute nearby groundwater with manganese and the Flambeau River with high amounts of copper. Attorney Glenn Stoddard represents the Wisconsin Resources Protection Council.
Part of the problem is that the DNR has failed to properly regulate FMC, that's the mining company, and has instead allowed the company to continue with these violations and to actually portray the Flambeau mine as an environmental success story when it is not.
Stoddard has filed a notice that his group will sue the DNR and Flambeau Mining within 30 days. That's if the state doesn't properly regulate the reclamation process and impose sanctions on the company that include more water monitoring, cleanup, and fines. But Flambeau Mining says the claims appear to be without merit. Reclamation manager Jana Murphy says the mine is not breaking the law.
We've collected data that have shown that the Flambeau River remains protected. We've continued to meet our permit standards, and so it's efforts made to discount the work that we've done to have a successful reclamation.
The DNR says it's reviewing the new documents that criticize the Flambeau mine, and the department says it's not in a position to comment. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.